read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, all our friends, all of those people who just love books, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Bookshelf Broadcasting from Iran. In the daytime, people saw his kindness and altruism and listened to his advice, counsel, and wise words. At night, the stars looked down on the tears of his worship, and the heavens heard his prayers of love. You think that great people will be respected by all humans, but all the greatest people of the world have friends and foes, those who trust them and those who have their doubts. It's no secret that regardless of his many great traits and the unique traditions in his praise by the Prophet, nevertheless Ali is a figure who is thought of differently among the people. Our social relations together hover around our feelings of attraction or repulsion to one another. These are based on our perception, mostly on how similar we are to each other. General resemblance between two figures causes attraction, for if two people are different, it's kind of unlikely that they would be able to turn their relationship into friendship. Of course, no two people are exactly the same, so it's about what can generally be perceived that matters. Attractiveness and repulsion between two people cannot be without reason. Mankind is a being in need. We are enthusiastic about the things that we consider good for our life. We strive to provide for our needs and fulfill them. Therefore, a powerful source of attraction or repulsion is need. If we have the same needs, chances are we will attract each other if we can help each other achieve it. This system of attraction and repulsion, it's not bad. It creates order. The people who can fill our needs become attractive, and those who cause needs in us and take away our advantages become repulsions. One may think that the best condition is to be attractive to everyone, but think again, because for that, you would need a world where everybody agrees with each other in essential subjects and no evil exists, so that you won't need to oppose anyone, or so that your disagreement with someone doesn't cause tension. That, in this world that we live in, is impossible, unless you're a hypocrite who plays along with each group rather professionally. Compassion and love for everyone is also an Islamic order, but that does not mean conformity to each person. If we allow everyone to be happy with their deeds, good and bad, and follow their inclinations, blessed or evil, well, that's no longer love. It's called hypocrisy, and it's serving no use either. It's helping no one, especially the collective goal of humanity. Intelligent love considers the collective goals of mankind, not of one particular individual or group. So, if you have a goal and you have a compassion for mankind, you're bound to be attractive to some and repulsive to others. Well, guess what? One such figure is Ali.
Mawla Ali, 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 Mawla Ali.
IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, welcomes you back. This is Bookshelf, and the book that I want to introduce to you today is called Polarization Around the Character of Ali ibn Abi Talib by Murtadha Mutahhari and published by the World Organization for Islamic Services. The book comes in just 89 pages. It comes with an introduction. Part 1 is The Power of Attraction in Ali, Powerful Attractions, Shi'ism, the Creed of Love, the Elixir of Love, Breaking Down the Barriers, Constructive or Destructive, Love and Devotion to Those Close to God, The Power of Love in Society, The Best Means for Refining the Soul, Examples from the History of Islam, Love for Ali in the Quran and Sunnah, The Secret of Ali's Force of Attraction. Part 2 is about the power of repulsion in Ali, how Ali made enemies, how the Khawarij came into existence, the basis of the opinions of the Khawarij, what they believed about the Caliphate, the decline of the Khawarij. Just the motto, Ali's sense of democracy, the distinguishing features of the Khawarij, the influence of Islamic sects on each other, the politics of using the Quran, the necessity of fighting hypocrisy, Ali the true Imam and leader. You are back to Bookshelf, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran on IRIB English Radio. Now let's get to the book. I'm going to read this part, which is called Ali, One Man with Two Powers. Ali is one of those persons who have both the power to attract and the power to repel, and his attraction and repelling are extremely strong. Perhaps no attraction and repelling as strong as Ali can be found anywhere in any century or epoch. He has had remarkable friends, truly historical persons, ready to sacrifice themselves, forbearing, burning with love for him like flames from a bonfire and full of light. They deemed giving up their lives in his way to be their aim and their glory, and they became oblivious of everything in their friendship for him. Years, even centuries have passed since the death of Ali, but this attraction still sends out the same rays of light, and people are still dazzled when they turn to it. Throughout his life, noble and civilized individuals, worshippers of God, self-sacrificing altruistic people, forbearing, merciful and just men, ready to serve the people, rotated round the axis of his existence so that the story of any one of them is instructive. And after his death, during the times of the Caliphate of Muawiyah and the Umayyads, great masses of people were arrested for the crime of friendship to him and underwent the most severe tortures. But they did not give way in their friendship and love of Ali and stood firm to the end of their lives. With other individuals, everything dies. When they die and become covered up, their corpses under the earth. But although men of truth die themselves, the following and love that they excite become more brilliant with the passing of the centuries. We read in history that years and centuries after the death of Ali, people courageously welcomed the arrows of his enemies. Among all those who were attracted to and captivated by Ali, we can notice Maitham al-Tammar, who 20 years after Ali's martyrdom spoke from his crucifixion of Ali and his virtues and human qualities. In those days, when the entire Islamic people were being suffocated, when all freedoms were quashed and souls became prisoners in their own breasts, when a mortal silence showed like the mist of death on everyone's faces, this man shouted out from the crucifix for people to come and listen to what he would tell them about Ali. People thronged around from all sides to hear what Maitham had to say. The powerful government of the Umayyads, which saw its own interests in danger, gave the order to put a gag in his mouth, and after some days, put an end to his life. History bears many traces of this kind of devotion to Ali. This is a really exciting book, and I don't really want to stop reading, but unfortunately, that's all the time we have. The book is called Polarization Around the Character of Ali ibn Abi Talib by Murtada Mutahhari and published by the World Organization for Islamic Services. If you don't have the book, you can download it from al-islam.org. And if you missed our program, you can download an archive from our website and give us your opinions and suggestions. We're looking forward to every single one of them. Until next week and another book from me and the whole team here on IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.